Welcome to Between Sundays, short daily reflections for carrying the week's teaching into your commute, your morning walk, and your quiet moments. Brought to you by Jellypod, where anyone can create their own podcast with AI.
Imagine you're standing in the dust of a first century road in Judea. You've got your tools in hand, maybe you're heading out to work your field. And suddenly, you hear the heavy, rhythmic thud of iron-shod sandals. It's a Roman legionary. And under his arm, or strapped to his back, is this massive leather pack, the Sarcina. It's packed with rations, a cooking pot, entrenching tools, stakes. It weighs anywhere between 60 and 80 pounds. And then he stops. He looks right at you. Under the Roman legal practice of Angaria, that soldier has the absolute right to force you, a civilian, a subject of the empire, to drop everything and carry that grueling weight for exactly one Roman mile. That's about 1,000 paces, usually marked out by those heavy stone pillars, the miliaria, along the road.
Now, the thing we often miss is that this wasn't just a lawless free-for-all. Roman military code was actually incredibly strict. To keep the peace and prevent local bloody rebellions, a soldier was absolutely forbidden from forcing a provincial subject to carry that pack even one pace beyond that single mile. I mean, if a soldier got caught violating that rule, if he pushed you to mile two, he faced swift, severe disciplinary action from his commanders. It was a serious offense. So, when Jesus is standing on that hillside, and he tells the crowd in Matthew 5:41, "And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile," we tend to read that today as this call to be a doormat. We think it's about passive submission, just taking the abuse. But his listeners, oh, they would have got the joke. They probably laughed out loud at the image.
Because think about it. You reach that milestone, the end of the first mile. The soldier reaches out to take his pack back, but you just keep walking. You smile and say, "No, really, it's fine. Let me get that next mile for you." Suddenly, the power dynamic completely flips. The soldier starts panicking. He's looking around, terrified his centurion is going to see him. He's literally chasing you down the road, begging you to give him his gear back so he doesn't face a court-martial. See, Jesus wasn't teaching passive surrender. He was teaching a brilliant, non-violent form of subversive agency. It's about refusing to be a victim.
But you know, I have to ask myself, how often do I spend my days living strictly in that first mile, just doing exactly what I'm forced to do, what duty demands, but doing it with this heavy, dragging resentment in my chest? We carry the weight, but we carry it with silent grudges, feeling completely powerless. We do the bare minimum because we have to, and we let it sour our spirits.
So, let's bring this down to earth for a Wednesday. What are our modern first miles? It's usually not a Roman soldier with a spear. It's that frustrating work email you're obligated to answer. It's folding that third basket of laundry. It's listening to that same colleague complain about the exact same thing for the 10th time this week. These are our compulsory miles. We have to do them, but we have a choice in how we walk them.
My challenge for you today, the Wednesday Second Mile Challenge, is to identify just one of those obligatory tasks, one first mile you have to walk anyway, and choose to go a little bit further, voluntarily, not because you're forced to, but as an act of grace. When you reply to that frustrating email, don't just send the cold, factual response. Add a genuine, specific word of encouragement. When a family member starts talking to you, Instead of half listening while looking at your phone, put the phone face down and give them 5 minutes of your complete, undivided attention. Just 5 minutes. That's the second mile.
When we do that, we reclaim our agency. We're no longer victims of our schedules or our bosses or our chores. We become free agents of Christ's radical, voluntary love. We take the pack and we carry it because we choose to, not because we have to. It changes everything.
Let's pray together about this.
Lord, some of the miles we have to walk today feel incredibly heavy. We confess that we often carry our daily duties with a grumbling heart and a sense of resentment. We ask for your grace today. Give us the quiet strength to lay down that resentment. Help us to see the places where we can step out of the forced march of obligation and into the beautiful freedom of the second mile. Guide our steps today. Amen. Go in peace, my friends. Talk to you tomorrow.